Aved, we did the first line, Yeshem Yamashe Yotza. Okay, we don't do that. The Amos says, Chay Noga, that you do say Ashe Yotza, even though Yotza Tzeracha, we don't follow that opinion. Then it says, Maim Apsudim, and then Tilis Adayim Vesudo. Take a look later. Kursam Apsherim, and Tilis Adayim Vetfilo. What's an example of Maim Apsudim, and Tilis Adayim Vesudo? It's a Maim Shenasis Ba'em Halacha. So you can use it for until Sadai in the morning. Ishtanu Mara, if it changed the color, I think it's also possible. Whatever, so it says it's kosher for until Sadai in the morning. Mihu yesh mishayim edolom baruch alayu. Okay, so you don't use it. So you don't use it. Let's see the Mishnah Brura. And hey, simikub samach kahane maim shen ishtanu marehem. That's a din by mikveh, it's a din with the rabbanim. If the mikveh is nishtanam arav, because let's say they poured in wine, purple wine, and it changed red wine, and it changed the color of, so it looks like meperis. Meperis is not good for mikveh, it has to be mikveh mayim. So if you have mayim shen nishtanam arayim, that's possible, because it looks like meperis. It's only possible if it's nishtanam arav because of a liquid. Let's say you threw in what's the green stuff that you throw into a mikveh?
Chlorine.
Let's say if you poured in green chlorine liquid and it changed the whole mikveh to green, then it's sheni mara. But if you threw in a solid and it changed the mara, then the Mishnah said that it doesn't pass. Yeah, because it's all like zera because of meperis. So if it's a solid, it can't be meperis. So that's one psul. Nishtan Amarim is a psul. There are bonim meluchim asruchim. Shein akel biachal lishtos behem. That could be that. That's a psul there, right? So let's say you have muddy water. It rained and the streets are not paved. So it's dirt and you have a big mud puddle. So if it's such muddy puddle that the cat wouldn't drink it, that the dog wouldn't drink it, then it's not called water. Then it's called mud. Mishimacharim letvila dekan latzarach rak mishum dekiyas biyamayim. There you need mayim, it's a din, you need mayim, here you need mishum dekiyas. But since some say, lamavarach, let's say the next Mishnah Brura Bam, lamavarach, it's lamana till the Zayim Rakal, nekiyas yadayim, alayu achrein, mechrid yuchel lavarach, until the yadayim, that you do say until the yadayim. Oh, okay. That you can say the bracha until the yadayim, even if you have mayim that are not kosher for, in other words, they pass on like the first opinion. That you can even say a bracha until sadaim, even though it's not kosher for until sadaim for bread. What's if gimel yedakdek laris aleihem mayim gimel pan lahabi rach roar yeshar aleihem? This is the Zohar. No, this is a Gemara. Oh, it says that it's a Gemara in Shabbos. Oh, the Zohar says it should be b'seir again. I think Gemara says it should be b'seir again. Let's see what's a Mishnah Brun ches. The Rosh said because of davening, and the Rambam holds for mincha marav, also you wash with a bracha until it's yadayim. And the Rashba said a bria chadosha, like when the Kohanim at the Beis Hamikdash do kiddush yadayim raglaim, and the whole day long they do avodas. Everything we do is avodah. In addition to those reasons, tzach litol gam mishum ruach roah hashar ala yadayim. You don't say a bracha if you do something in order to avoid a sakana. So you don't say a bracha. So over here, if it's only because of ruach roah, then you would not have made a bracha. The machloikis in the beginning of the siman was, why do you say a bracha until the sadaim? But there's a ruach roah, that's an addition. There is alein yitam lachatchila ad perak hazraya. What is this? Leris aleihem mayim. You shouldn't dip your hands in a mikveh. You should pour the water on your hands. Yitlem lechatchila ad perak hazra. Perak hazra is still here, till the wrist. You wash till the wrist lechatchila. Samachleik is Rashi and Tosfos. The Gemara says in the beginning of kolabasa and chulam, beginning of kolabasa has all the dinim of it until zedayim. The Gemara says you have to wash until zedayim till here. And for duchening, you have to wash the leh. It doesn't have a diagram. Where's the leh? Where's the leh? So Rashi holds, you have to wash till the wrist. And for duchening, you have to wash till the elbow. So nobody washes the duchening till the elbow. So we hold like Tesis that for Natilus Yadayim you have to wash till the knuckles, Nikir Adin, and then for Duchani you have to wash until the wrist. And then the Kohanim don't wash till the wrist. They think till the knuckles is enough. That's for Natilus Yadayim for bread. But so he says, L'chatchila v'choshish for Rashi, wash till that perak azura d'mein l'bayim, daya kishvi yadzbo isav. It's enough if you wash until the knuckles. It's off lifshir akapos. You have to stretch out your the palm of the hand. The mishu rotsim kabel dover. Yagdiyem keneged harosh, kam tov l'hadiach piv, kam sibu lo yadiach. Okay. If you don't rinse out your mouth, it's hard to daven. Because you have the saliva in the mouth. Okay, so he says, Shawash Gimel Pamim, that's a Migimara, he says, because of the Ruach Ra. But Beser again, that's from the Zohar. And how far you should wash? It says, the Beser quotes Machlekes Rashi and places. So he says on Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur that Rechitza is also, so you only wash, you're not Machma for Rashi, because Mikra, then we don't pass like Rashi. Oh. He doesn't call me. Where is that? At Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur, we're only going to wash till the knuckles, because that's Mi'ikar Adin. So that's why the Besesiv says that the first time you wash till the wrist, first time a child is a year before Bar Mitzvah, and he takes a neder, it's chal. So you should say B'li Neder. You know, today we don't have to say B'li Neder, because those children are taught that in elementary school. All year long you wash till the wrist, and Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur, wash till the knuckles, everybody knows that. So Melechatchila, that's what we're always doing like that. It's not that it's going to be a minute time and it's binding and it's going to be an issue when it comes to Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur. Everybody knows from the outset Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur, you don't wash till the wrist, yeah. What does it say in the Mishnah Berurah by Gimel Pa'amim? It's not going to pour a whole bucket full of water on. And so much water, it could have been enough in 3 times. That's not enough, because you have to have the sarigan. What's tezayin? The sarigan. Besef ha'maisa rav kosav dalapam gimpam lahavu rachra v'haradis lahavu ha'maim shenitnu dalad pa'amim. Here he has a footnote, he quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman Oyeba that Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av you shouldn't be machma like the gra to wash a fourth time. Elam kei makbid v'zei b'chol ha'shana. If all year long you makbid, then it's not called the rechitza shal tainug, because he's always makbid to wash 4 times. Okay. Saying Siv Gimel, Ayiga Biyodav Kodim Ritiva, Lepev, Lalachot, Lalazam, Lalanam, shouldn't touch different organs of the body before you wash until tonight. He may get harmed. Shine. Then he says, the Mishnah Berurah says, little children, when they're old enough to touch their face, you have to wash their hands. Yeah. Shouldn't touch food. He said, "Gam yesh lizor shaktanim yitli yedeim v'shachris kinyogim v'mat gias akum en lochish d'loim v'kablin tumah." By nochem we're not worried about ruach ro. Okay, but by ktanim we are concerned. What is it by ktanim? Chora hagedahu kol shiocha legas. Yeah. When the child is old enough, I remember when my children were little, they could touch their face. I used to hold them all every day. Is to hold them over the sink and wash their hands. Yeah. But if they're not finished, not the other will they mashmash b'fiyat tabas tamim neishem yosad the tachtanias will they yiga b'makam ha? Because yeah, if a person didn't wash until the sedaim in the morning, so he shouldn't touch any part of his body. And when he goes to the bathroom, for sure he shouldn't touch himself. But even if he did wash, he shouldn't keep on touching. That's where the tzayah comes out, because it can harm yourself. Okay, you have to follow whatever the doctors recommend. Let's say they took blood and you're going to touch it over there, so it may cause germs to go in. an open wound, so you can cause infection. If you donated blood, that's what he said. Okay. If you donated blood, you have to be careful not to touch the open wound. What's if hey? Riga the gigis sheikhar, shemish mashayad, mapsid ha sheikhar. What does that mean? Mapsid ha sheikhar, what's you, David? If you touch, that's a big shayla. If you touch food before you wash until it's done, maybe the ruach raw is transferred to the food. Maybe you shouldn't eat the food. So he's makel b'di'evet. Unless I'm makel b'di'evet, but others hold that it is also b'di'evet. Chayyadon, what's a chayyadon? Doesn't also b'di'evet. Nagal ba'ochel yadichenu. Nagal ba'ochel yadichenu gilu pomi. In English, toys. Ashan tabakaidim until it's adayim. You shouldn't smoke before you wash until it's adayim. So because of Shlomo Zalman prohibited smoking, period. Period. Okay. Interesting. He always quotes of Shlomo Zalman. So he said, if you touch the food, you should wash it 3 times. Who says that? Chafalav. Who is he quoting? Chafalav. Artzis Achayim. Interesting. Okay. Artzis Achayim. Rabbi Yochanan Adler tells me yesterday that he went to the bookstore. And they had one book about Rabbi Kanievsky, so he bought it. So it's a book all about all the different books that Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky wrote. So he lent it to me. I didn't ask him. He lent it to me yesterday. I should read it and give it back to him. I started looking at it. It's interesting. So he says that the Chafetz Chaim had an Artzis Achayim that he bought from the Malbim in person. And he wrote, he said he heard it from his father. His father once visited, I think he said he heard it from his father. His father once visited the Chafetz Chaim, and he pulled out an Artzis Achayim, and he had written on the book, I purchased this book from the Malbim. Okay, interesting. In Tzach Revis, until it's a dime with tefillah. You don't need, for an until it's a dime for a bed, you need it, really is. But that means you don't. Ein tzarech v'atzalayma b'di'evid is not me'akiv the brachim brachim on the tilts of daim aluch ha'tchil esov l'hak v'chiyelo gam kein revi'ez v'shikas v'siv shachas ha'vikoy. Okay, ha'tchil you should have revi'ez, but it's not me'akiv. If you don't have revi'ez, you can still say a brach. Let's see, siv zayin tov l'hak v'tilts of daim shachas v'chal adon ma'ak v'tilts of daim v'suda. You should l'chatchil, you should be ma'akvad, you should have a revi'ez. Miu, all the things that was what he quoted in the beginning there, in Sif Aleph. The Mikra, then you can say the Brochan until it's a dime even, if it's Maim Shinishtan and Marayim, and so on. But the Shas HaTak, if you don't have that, you can say Brocha, you follow what it said before, that it's not Miyaka. That's a Miu, ain't a Miyaka, lo Kli, lo Ka Gavra, Shadvar, Mapas, Mtila Suda. Kli is not Miyaka. Gabriel is not me. Okay, let's see. Yud Zayin. Look, Li. Ratzalam, the Mahani Aflahabe, Ruach Ro. The Chain, the main, look, Li Shalay, Mutali, Tom, the Kli, Naku, the Chain, the Plump. Al Shein, Kankoyach Gabriel, and the Ruhr. How is a plump? Not Koyach Gabriel, no. You push. In Europe, they have these, and they still have from years ago. You push the plump so the water comes out. Why isn't that Koyach Gavra? I don't know why it's not Kambur, look, come on. Look, it's not like Mamshich, if you have a mind, Mamahani, look, you do look, come on. If you dip your hands in a puddle, if you dip your hands in a bathtub, that's not acceptable. Yeah, you have to pour it. Either you pour from a kli, or pour from a plump or something. Okay. This is a sikhes, and kilas. The dan shachas ein lekom agabi karka ela letoch hakli. Why is ein lekom agabi karka? Feel agabi because then ruach roa. So someone's going to be hurt. The water is going to have a ruach roa. So it's agabi karka. Someone's going to be hurt. You should do it el toch hakli, and then what do you do? Toch hakli. Then כלי, ודב שיניח שני כלים מרשא סבך, את מלא ואיך את ריקם. You should pour from one cup into the other. You have a big bowl on the bottom. You pour into the sardine, into the big bowl. Then you pour it out again. Then you pour out the water, because I said, pour it down the drain. You pour it out somewhere. What's if test? Mind you, until Saddam Shach is also Lehonos, Mehem, Reloish, Bechem, Bechayis, Bechem, Shavim, Shavim. I want to wash the floor. I want to wash the kitchen floors. I shouldn't use the water from the Tilis Yadayim because it has a rock rock. That's what it means. Also, Lahanis Mehem. That's Yichof. I came Laitim Lefnei Behem Toy. Shouldn't let the Behema drink it. Shouldn't let the Behema drink it. Let's see. What's this? A Kop Nechof. Uloi the Behema Tmeya Mutar. Shari Eden Achalas. He raises, Rabbi Neventhal raises a question. Maybe only behemto, a kosher animal that can meshech been eaten. So you'll be eating the food that has a rock rock. But if it's a trefa animal, you're not going to eat it. So maybe then it's mutter. He's not sure. We pour it down the drain. Where does it go after you pour it down the drain? I don't know. Where does it go? The ocean. It evaporates, I guess. Evaporates. What is that? What does he say? He knows it. You should pour it down the drain. Okay. What's if you noital klish on mine beyond yamina minestan the atznola kadeshi yarek mine or yamina tchilu? You should hold the kli in your right hand when you're filling it up under the faucet. Then you shouldn't hold it in the left hand. After you fill it up, then you should put it in the left hand and pour the water on the right hand. And you pour the water on the left hand after. Leave on the nisha lo notal yarek shachas. Let's say someone else didn't wash until it's a dime. He's going to give me the cup full of water. So that's not a smart idea. Who said that's probably other model? No, oh, the Zohar. He says it's a Zohar. The Yitl Mimisha Lo Noto Yod of Shachos. And Shir Shech Yod will tell Kli Shamayim. What if he dipped his hands into a Bechtel full of water? Also, Lo Nitim Lo Kriyashma Lo Tvila Lo 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 Ruach Ro Sher Aleh. And Shir Shech Yod of Begimo Meimos Mechlofen. Let's say he has three bathtubs. So he dips his hand into one bathtub, second bathtub, and third bathtub. So he says, Yesh lehistapik. He's not sure. Yesh lehistapik. It doesn't help if you think you have three times on the same bathtub for a day. But if he did it on three different bathtubs, then he's not sure. Maybe it is good, but you have to do three times. Okay. What's if you give him and Moya Nair called Allah, we actually stop himself and we told him, Shaka, the scholar, Abu Rahman, the other. If you're up all night, let's say Shavuot's night, that's a suffix. So what do you do with the Safi Itlin, Balei Bracha? Wash until it's an Amitad. Unless you have one person did sleep, he says the Bracha out loud and everybody gets it. Okay. That's really questionable by the Yekis that's standing there. The Chazan gets up to Dama Shachar and he says, Adon Olam. Starts with Adon Olam. They don't start with that. Nice and sechavi. Says Adon Olam, and then he says Al Atilus Sedai. He washed his hands an hour ago. What's he saying? Al Atilus Sedai. Now, even if you're like the Orzarua, Machlek is Raman the Orzarua. He said Bracha Lachar Asiyos. Person put on tefillin when he was so early. It was too early to say Bracha. And then he forgot to say the Bracha after Tachnun. And then he took off the tefillin. The second he takes off the tefillin, he reminds himself he never said a Bracha. So the Rambam writes, Fafal, Masha Nasik, Kran Nasik, Kin say Bracha Lachar Asiyosim, and the Ozeru disagrees. But if it's an hour later, so even the Ozeru agrees, you can't say Bracha Lachar Asiyosim, an hour later. But it's right away, then you can. So that's, there's a Sefer, Birchas Avraham, I think it's called. The Shach quotes the Sefer, so obviously it was before the Shach. Mishnah quotes it, Birchas Avraham. So Birchas Avraham was a rabbi in Germany. He complains about this Yekish Aminik that the Chazan says, everybody says, Anatil Sadai Mashul. It's an hour after they wash their hands. How can that be? It's not acceptable. You can't do it. Yeah, what's if you dal Hishkin Kodimar Amud Hashem Menot Yodav? He woke up in the middle of the night and that's it. He's not going to sleep anymore. But he woke up before Amud Hashem. He ate his tapeik. Mitzach litol yada pa macheres kishe yeir hayom lahavi roch roh hasher ala yadayim. So therefore it's a suffix. Yitlein b'loi brach. Yeah. it's a shot. I just maybe what's the suffix, whether what? Where did the Ruach Ruach come from? What's the suffix? Maybe when it comes Amud HaShachar, at the end of the night, the last moment of the night, maybe the Ruach Ruach comes again. Yeah. That's a person wakes up a few times in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, but each time he watches until he's done. So then, because he may touch his body. So then when he wakes up in the morning, that's questionable whether he says a bracha. Questionable whether he says a bracha, because he maybe took off the Ruach Ruach the last time he washed. Here it says, because he washed his hands. Some say that the Ruach Ruach is chalat chatzos. Others say, I can be chalat chatzos. Didn't go to sleep yet. The dormitory. They don't go to sleep till 2 o'clock in the morning. Different, it's unclear when is the Ruach Ruach. Okay, sure. We'll stop here. We're up to Tezvav.